David Holden. Yeah.
Y'all did good again.
Thank you, sir.
Thank y'all. Have a seat, please.
Y'all be blessed, all of you. Hear me? You know what I like about this? Y'all have to go to battle first. Says send Judah first, the singers. You hear me? You got to go in front of me. So there you go. Now live with that. Bring it, boy. Huh? Shaka ba. Muy buenos días. ¿Cómo andan? ¿Todo bien? I apologize to y'all again. I'm trying to get rid of being inhibited. I'm trying to break free of fear of man. Amen. Venga de mujer. This right here is Mrs. Hogan. We was the bunch that you didn't think would probably be successful or make it. But the great Holy Ghost touched us. Yeah, I was a mad preacher's son. And I would hurt you. I didn't like the hypocrite side of the church. And I still don't. But my mother-in-law took a little boldness and she rolled up on me. She's a tiny person. She said to me, here's how it is, David. You either learn to sit with hypocrites in church or you're going to burn with them in hell. That intensified our relationship just a little. But she is right, so there you go. You want to say something? You look really nice.
Thank you.
45 years. You sure you don't want to say something? Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Thanks for all the pretty words and all that. You know, it's When the more higher profile you become, the more shots you have to learn how to take and still be okay. And that's not all right. Keep your opinion and your criticism. Or either come show me how to do my job. Okay? All right. See, one of the miracles, I'm going to try to handle it with two because I realize some of y'all do the Sunday morning thing. And that's all right with me. I don't care. There's two miracles I want to talk about, but I'll probably end up with three. There was a thing that happened in Africa that has transformed my world again. Because I roll through life. Do all this dead raising stuff, and it works. It works. And it's happening. But what I don't know is because you are such a human, but you're also such a son of God. And those things cannot mix, but they sometimes get in each other's way. And that's what I believe the whole walk is through life, is sorting it out. That's what I personally believe. Older I get, the more I believe that, actually. But just a few weeks ago, I was in Africa. It's a few months ago now. And I was in this non-famous location. Because I look for places non-preached. I don't like a circuit. I don't like a money-making scheme. That's not what I do, and I'm not going to in Jesus' name. You can see that I'm going to be honest. I'm going to try to be transparent with you. I'm going to make myself vulnerable to you. Hide in your cubicle. I'm not. I'm going to stay open and in plain sight. And I'm going to find me a devil and knock the fire out of that thing. But I got invited to go to this non-reached people group. That's what I get to do now around the planet, and I enjoy it. I just, the intensity of it, because these spirits that have controlled these people for ever how many generations or millenniums or hundreds, whatever it is, years, and has controlled their lives through witchcraft and darkness and evil and religious spirits, and on goes the number of bad guys. But what if we are children of light? What if we are sons of the light? What if what happened to us was truth? And we are delivered. Then we should be very open about letting others experience what we've experienced. So I am. And they brought me. Now this thing, what else? I'm going to share it, the lighter version, because I want to get to another one that's really on me. Okay? But this one here is quite suspenseful and awesome also. Look here. They said to me, you're going to go with us to this unreached folks. There's no gospel. I said, fine. That's doable. I don't have to pray about it because it is the will of God for me. Go you, David Hogan, and preach the gospel and make disciples. There you go. I'm already in Africa. I've already spent the money, got the plane ticket. I'm over there already. The time allotment is in play. I've let someone else work out my schedule, and they decided to go to this location as we would get more fruit for the kingdom. That's all I care about is fruit for the kingdom. Build the kingdom. All right. So they said, we're going to this place. I said, what is it? Who are they? Well, there are people that several hundred years ago, Europeans came, blew up the place, stole their land, stole their minerals, stole their rights, and raped and pillaged. Y'all call it colonization. The rest of us call it murder. Excuse me? Truth okay? Amen. Or you want some hidden version?
No.
And so these people are damaged. They hate me just because of the color of my skin. I have nothing to do with that, but actually I do, don't I? So, I have to not let that bother me, don't I? Say yes.
Yes.
I can't allow somebody else's anger or violence or ripped off hundreds of years of rape and pillage affect me who I am. I have to be a true son of freedom. And to experience that, I have to go there and it has to work. I can't come with another idea of figuring out how to exploit them again. Okay. And I'm not the brightest. The brightest fellow was just up here. It's not me. I would say in this whole room. So, but how can you make a difference if you're not the brightest light bulb in the package? How can you help hurt people, what can you do? I'll tell you this. If your humanitarian, you can't do nothing to help them. Throw a little money at them, a few blocks to build them a new house, a little bit of food, and then you're going to leave. That ain't going to help them. And now, it does offset certain problems. You know I know that. But it's not the answer. Y'all Americans have proven over the last 100 years that money won't fix it. You have thrown trillions at the world, and it hadn't fixed it. But I'm not telling you to stop that. I'm telling you, you need Jesus to be your answer. All right. Now, I have learned this by traipsing around the planet the way I do. I've been everywhere, and I am learning more things. Some of them are good, and some of them aren't. All right, I go out to this village. They took me out there, and I recognized the change in the spirit. It was a river. It's just like this carpet's different color. We went across that river, and I felt the punishment, the pressure of the demon that has control of that space. And so I started conversing with the people that was bringing me, and they was downloading what information they had to me. Because I'm going to die. There's no way I'm getting out of this. You understand that, right? Or do you not understand it? It doesn't matter witchcraft, Muslim. It doesn't matter. None of that matters. What matters is I love Jesus and I'm not bluffing. And this is going to get me killed. How it happens, what spirit it is not relevant. Now you got to hear me. I know it matters to you. It don't matter to me. That's not right. What matters to me is Jesus is King. And that will dominate, and that's the end of it. Now, this really gets me rocking. You hear me? I rolled up in this village. And it's all of the above. It's split four ways, black magic. It's four ways. I'm not going to describe them to you. And then just, you know, they're in another white person, probably 100 miles away, the next one, besides who's in that truck with me. And I don't, you know, I'm all right with that. I mean that. When I say to you, I have learned how to be the minority. You haven't. I have gone around the world and I have lived in these places of offense and hurt and damage, being the only person that looks like me for 100 or 200 miles and receive the hate and the disgust and all of these things that's out there. I'll say it like that. It doesn't make me a good guy, but it does make me right. Because I'm not there to try to fix 500 years of hate. I'm there to obliterate it. I'm not there to make excuses. It was evil from everybody, all sides. Now, I'm not there for that. I don't do negotiations. I do takeovers. You got to understand that. This is who you are. We build the kingdom. We don't compromise the kingdom to get along with something else. And I roll up on this place, I'm the new guy. I personally didn't even know these people live. When I saw their village, I go, wow, there's humans here. It's thousands of them. Wow. They're powerful. If they could really get a grip on how many of them there are, they could do something. Okay. When this little boy rolls up, he comes running out. As kids do in a village when there isn't very many vehicles, and taps on the window, and the window goes down, and the driver is, of course, on the other side over there. And he's looking in there, and he looks over there. He looks straight at me in the eyes. I'm looking at him. What I'm fixing to tell you is going to shock and awe you at how bad your God truly is. He is awesome. Your God needs to be feared. Amen. By us especially. I'm sitting there. You know, it's just me. I'm not going back down. It ain't going to happen. But these people don't know that. They don't know anything about us. But it comes to find out, they do. This little old boy, about 10 years old, looked at that thing and he points over at me. Because when I go to these Muslim nations, I always grow my beard really big and put myself bald headed so I look like an imam. And they don't know that. And so I get a little bit of hiding anyway. And so this little boy points his finger at me and says, "You are him." I said, "What? Come." I said, "No. I'm not going with you anywhere, boy. This ain't going to happen. Especially a little bitty one." Oh, because you people see a little pot-bellied kid with a fly in their nose and you'll just send money. You don't even know where it's going. That ain't right. Stop that. You need to know what's happening around you, what you're doing, because you're responsible for that. Clearly, God said, do not sow into thorn patches. So, there you go. Now, what's this? You ready? The interpreter was going off and they was going back and forth and that. And he says, "You got to go. You're not going to believe this." I said, "You're not going to believe this. I'm not going. You go. And if they don't kill you, I might go." I don't have my automatic. And so I had to get out. Y'all know I don't have a choice. You really believe you do. You sitting here think you have a choice. You absolutely gave up your choice when you said, "I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead." And I know you believe you have a vote in this. God's a dictator. You do what he says. And that's it. Y'all that believe in free will are going to be radically fooled one of these days. It's God's will. There's nothing to do with yours. All right. And so this little boy, I got out of the truck begrudgingly. I was not comfortable. I only had a pocket knife. And I got it out and had it in my hands. And I felt very vulnerable and exposed and not comfortable. But like I tell my wife almost every day of our marriage, faith takes chances, Mrs. Hogan. Now hush and let's go. Being safe is not for us. Being exposed is for us. And so, went, and he's freaking out, and all of a sudden people start pouring out of that. You can't imagine how many people are in those houses. They don't seem like they fit. It's just stacks of them in there. It doesn't look like there's anybody, but they just keep coming out. And I'm just going, and they're all pointing at me. All right, here's how it turns out. This is your God's fault if you love Jesus. God did this. One of the older ladies, I would think she was probably the matriarch of the place. She says, it was the glowing man. I said, what? What glowing man? Well, the glowing man came through the roof and he told us that he was sending. A big white guy from Mexico with a big beard and a bald head, and that he would heal us. And told us the color of your vehicle and the day and the time. And I have never accepted anything. I never said yes to any of it till the last minute. Let it happen to you. Let you be that person. It's my fault. I have a picture of the lady that got healed, the first one on my thing. I was supposed to put it up, but I didn't make it. My boy's not here. They do all that. I said, so what did this glowing man look like? Well, he was bigger than you, glowing like a light, and he spoke our language. And he told us to let you pray for us. And we said, okay. Isn't that something? You think that's something? That's in your lifetime, in your generation, while you're breathing air. Your God did that. So this woman comes out. I thought she was pregnant. Honestly, it wasn't pregnancy. It was cancer. It was a big, huge tumor. She was monstrously sick. She was at the end. She grabbed my hand. I don't know their customs yet. I don't know any language yet. I don't know. I am so vulnerable to an AK-47 shot. And she put my hand on her thumb. I'm thinking, you know, this must be Sarah. She's so old. She's like 75 million years old. She's old. And she's pregnant, so it must be like a Sarah deal. And I'm come there to help deliver this baby, I guess. But that wasn't how it was. It was tumors, and it was hard, and she was almost dead. And I was there to lay my hands upon her and speak life to her, and the cancer was to obey me and leave. And they were all to get born again. Yes. Isn't that something?
Yes.
And we did all of that, prayed with them, went to the, we had a little piece of ground. I had to sleep on it in the dirt for a week, and which that's what you do. It's all right. Unreached people don't have five-star Hiltons or Marriotts. They have dirt. And you need to understand that it's okay. Because you are nothing more than a pile of dirt yourself. It's okay. Y'all, I'm telling you, the first night I got to preach at that place, that we put up this tent and put up music, and they started coming. It was frightening. They're scary and all of this stuff. And first night, 250 some odd folks got born again the first night. Amen. Now, listen, you got to understand. First time the gospel was preached to them. And then in the morning, I'm an early guy. I get up and go outside to the toilet because there isn't any other thing. because you're already in the dirt, so there you go. And I'm out there, and it's early, it's cold, and it's on the tip of Africa in the south, and it's cold. I'm up high, I'm up in the mountains, and I hear a noise. Sun's not up yet. I hear a noise, and I look over there thinking, uh-oh. They was waiting on the first white guy to come out, and they're going to whack him. And I walk over there because they're standing at the gate. The fence is broke down. I mean, it's not, but the respect and the honor, the fear that we have fabricated is not a reality. They need us. You hear me, sons of God? These people are waiting on you. The manifestation of the sons of God. And I walk over there, and I can't speak their language. And I'm looking at it, I told you I'm working on getting over my fear and things like that. And I walk up on them, there's a stack of them standing there in the line. I'm looking at them. What do you want? I'm speaking English. That didn't work, so I tried Spanish. That didn't work, so I went in Aztec, because I speak Aztec. No, that didn't work either. Finally, one of the older grandmas just put her hand on her head like this. I said, oh, you want prayer? Come on. I opened the thing. And for a week, we were there every day from 5 o'clock in the morning to midnight. We prayed for people all day long. I need you to say it with me. I want that. That's what I'm looking for. You could have seen it. The AIDS that got healed, the blind, the lame, the deaf, the tumors. If you could have just seen what I saw, they're just waiting on us. All I know to say to you, it's quite a privilege to. Because these people now, we've got, I don't know how many churches started there now, 30 or so. I don't know exactly. They'll tell me when I get over there. All these unreached villages now, we're hopping through them. Isn't that awesome? The results are the same every time. All you say is Jesus is King. Bam. And we'll be going, you know. In a few months, I'm going back over there, and they ask about me every time that there's a meeting. When's Brother David coming back? And they tell him, in August. See, listen, all right, I don't ever run out of gas. I'm always mad. I'm never not mad. I'm always mad, always. Okay. But I never get down or out of gas or this thing is awesome we got. I am fortunate to be alive so I can look at you in the eyes and say, Jesus loves you. Yes. Do you understand how fortunate I am? What a privilege. To go to all these places. Wow. And y'all help us do that. These offerings, these things y'all do. I don't ask for it. I never do. I trust for it. There's a difference. Now, I'm not against those other people. I just don't agree with them. But I'm not against them. They'll get their consequences. But you listen. I need to stir you up. I didn't say nothing about it. I'll be in Russia in a few weeks. It's illegal. Thing closed back up again. For some reason, I got a work visa for 3 years. How'd that happen? I don't know. I don't have a clue. I'll be in Korea also. twice. Japan, Bangkok, all over the Middle East. I know I'm the wrong color. I know I'm from the wrong nation. I know I have a blue passport. I understand that. But I have a great God. I need you to muster. I need you to come on now. Well, you don't understand. You're out of your mind. That's absolutely not true. I do understand. I know more than you do. I need to be more afraid because of my knowledge. Just in a few days, well, it's a few weeks, I'll be up on the Chinese border by Nepal in the Himalayas walking for 100 miles. We're walking village after village after village. Dude, you're old. Not out of gas yet. You're right. The young ones will be there about 2 hours, 3 hours ahead of me. You're right about that. But you watch me make it. Let me just say this, and this is going to sound prideful like he said. You come off prideful, but you listen. You listen. You can't do what I can do. Get there early, I ain't going to help you. I'm telling you, God is with me. And I can do this. Do you hear me? So can you. So can you. You and you. We got this, y'all. And we are bad to the bone. No, I don't know your history and I don't want to know it. You think I want to hear more about your mistakes? That's all I ever hear about. I don't want any more. You're a human. That's enough for me. Jesus. Jesus. Now, I wish I could tell you more and more about that. But I need to go to another one. So before we do, let's read a Bible verse, because after all, it's Sunday morning, right? We should do that, I guess. I was going to tell you all the story about this. I'm not going to. I'm going to skip that part. It's important, but I'm at something else right this second. You. So, Psalms 41. Are you there yet? You prophets, you should have known that. Holy Ghost. I'm going to open up a little to you. I'm going to be a little bit more honest. I'm quite honest as it is, but I'm going to make myself even more vulnerable to you because I want to. You need that in life. So do I. So this Psalm 41, it's verse 1, and it's in the Amplified, what I have. First word in the Amplified, what does it say? Blessed. Say it. I am blessed. Say it. Blessed. Say it again.
Blessed.
Now go on record. Tell hell.
I'm blessed.
Go on record. Tell heaven.
I'm blessed.
Go on record. Tell your constituency around here. What's the second word in Amplified? Happy. Now, you see that smile on my face? I know you do. You ain't going to get rid of that. I know your anger, your tension, your disgust. It's not going to have an effect on me. I apologize to you. I know you think you're powerful, but I believe God is. And I like, you can ask my wife, you don't want to meet the unhappy David. I mean it. I'd rather stay this fella. Blessed, say it.
Blessed.
Happy, say it.
Happy.
Say, that's talking about me. Say it. I ask my wife all the time. I mean all the time. I tell her, I'll take the Bible verse to her and I'll go, how did that, these verses are thousands of years old, but somebody was writing about me before I ever got here. I am the blessed of the Lord. Now say it.
I am the blessed of the Lord.
I am the happy of the Lord.
I am the happy of the Lord.
I am the to be envied of the Lord.
I am the to be envied of the Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. Now, this is important for you to understand because your future depends on you believing that. Because much as we try to force our life down the happy trail, most of us experience a negative trail. We try our best to be joyful and happy and content and blessed, but it just seems like life just constantly, belligerently slaps us continually down. And we make good decisions, but they just don't pan out. Say, yeah, you're right about that. Say it. First thing I need you to do is come to the realization that I'm telling you the truth. I'm not against you. I'm not cursing you. I come here to bless this land. But to do so, you got to figure out that it's God that blesses it, not you and your works. All right. Bless. Say, that's me. Happy. Woohoo. That's me. Fortunate. Wow. That's me. To be envied. Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied is he who considers, there actually is works involved. Considers the weak and the poor. Now, I'm not going to talk about that much because that's all I do as a human, is I go to the weak of the planet because everybody is weaker than I am. So I have a big job. I am strong, like he said. You got to understand this. It's not pride talking to you. It's God in me that's strong. It's not a human trait. I'm fortunate to be nearly half American Indian and German and so forth and so on. I'm what's called an American. And I have traits and blood in me that is strong, good history and gene and all of those things. That's good. But that is useless without the Holy Ghost. You need those things fed with the life of God, the kingdom of God, the mercy of God, the grace of God, the goodness of God. Otherwise, you'll just be a mad, strong person. Like most Americans are. Stop that. Get over it. Feed yourself with life. Go to the well of salvation, like he said a while ago, with your cup. It doesn't matter to me what size it is. Oh, it don't take much of that stuff to get you going, Jack. Drink all you want, though. Because I found out Psalms, one of them, 65, 6, or 7, one of those, says that the river of God is always full. You people that, oh my God, it's half full. Oh my God, the river is dry. Oh my God, I'm in a desert. You're not reading the same Bible I read. I don't agree with you at all. My Bible says that there is a cristalina, un río de agua vivo que sale del trono de Dios. There's a river, a crystal river flowing from the throne of God, and it feeds me. And it's pure, undiluted, unpolluted, non-contaminated. And on either side of the river are trees. People say to me, I'm on the other side of the river, bro. Dude, there's provision for that. It doesn't matter which side you on. There's a tree. And you get a fresh fruit every month. You that say, I'm not being fed. Whose fault is that you don't go to the river and drink pure water and eat from the tree? That's who you are. That is your inheritance. It is your right. Seriously, I have to go pick the thing for you and baby feed you in a bottle? How long? Or is this going to go on? Dude, man up, get up, and let's go over and pick some fruit and enjoy ourselves. Strengthen ourselves in the Lord, in the life of the gospel, and the leaves of the trees. Yes, on either side. You pull the leaf. It's for the healing of the nations. That's what the Bible says. I don't believe about you, the weak and feeble. That shouldn't be. We are sons of God. Drink of the life. Eat of the life. There's a reason. See, I want, say it. I want to be blessed. Say it.
I want to be blessed.
All right. I want to be fortunate. Say it. Because it's right here. I want to be envied. I want to be happy. Look, is he who considers the weak and the poor? It says it right there. So my job is to traipse around looking for weak and poor. And fix it. Whatever. Just fix it. See, most of you say, hurry up, get to the benefits. I already did. Blessed, happy, fortunate to be envied is he who considers the weak and the poor. But there's another one, the rest of the verse. I need you to understand why myself and my wife and folks like us seem to have discovered some new system that works for them. What does the rest of the verse say? Read it to me. See, if God has provided a provision, blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied, is he who considers the weak and the poor. The Lord will deliver him. So there must be something that they know about that's coming. If you need the deliverance of the Lord and you're a son of God with all the rights of heaven, but yet you still need the deliverance, it's not because of a weakness. It's because of an enemy. You are strong, you are strength, you are blessed, you are fortunate. You are the one that people look at and go, dude, that's what I want to look like when I grow up. Look, listen to me. It's not about me and joy in my who I am. I enjoy Jesus. He's awesome. He loves me. Listen, there's a Bible verse I found that I ain't going to go to right now. In Jesus' name, I won't. But it says, like a bridegroom waiting for his bride. Dude, you got to understand, that day when Miss Hogan come around that corner in her miniskirt, listen, that woman I was this gang fella, mad at everybody, wouldn't do my wedding in the church. I wouldn't do it. I don't give a flip about any of you. That ain't right. This stuff ain't going the right direction. That woman okayed that. And I said to her, you come around here with one of them things on you, I'll walk. You make it yourself. And I want it. Short. You know what she said? Fine. She's a great seamstress. She made her own wedding thing. And she came around that corner, that tanned thing. I got them white roses from Georgia. She come around that corner with them things, and I look at her. I said to myself, self, you did good. See, I believe that. You look at me. That's how God views me. He loves me. I am His bride. You not worthy people, you worm and dog people. You are so bogus. Dude, if I was a worm, I'd have a gun in my hand. That's not who I am. I am a son. I am a part of the bride of Christ. And I just walked around the corner in my miniskirt. And heaven looked at me and said, I love him. You got to get it. No, we can't think of it like that. No, you can't. I can't. God loves me. Hell has trashed me, trounced me, trampled me, and God fixed me. Put a new song in my mouth, Psalm 40. Even praise to our God, and they will see it in fear. What's wrong with you? Dude, I'm trying to tell you. I'm part of the bride. And I figured it out. And the Creator of heaven and earth loves me. Here's the deal. What if I'm right? Because I am right. I need you to light this up. I need you to muster up. Now it's time. Fill in the rank. Let's go. Come on. Don't you get tired and weary and well-doing. Because you will reap if you faint not. I can't let you faint. I can't let the system, the world, the church, the religion, the things, the politics. I can't let it have you. You're more than that. Holy. I'm telling you, I'm keeping my ministry going. You can do what you want. I like impressing my God, my husband. He's awesome. Do you understand that? He set this up. I didn't. I just accidentally stumbled into the verses. The Lord will deliver him in the time of evil and trouble. Say this with me. Jesus, help me. Deliver me. Say it with me. I rebuke evil in time of trouble. Get out in Jesus' name. Now, I'm going to share this with you, and then we'll do something else. Because I'm right about this. Y'all, the church needs to embrace who they are. You are the bride of Christ. He's coming for you. Like it says in the Spanish, ataviada, bien puesta. Dress to kill. Beautiful. Not because of who we are, but because of who He is in us. He made us that way. I'm not a worm and a dog. I apologize to you about your little mistaken identity crisis. I don't have that. All of us struggle with some of that, but listen to me. Embrace Him. He loves you. Jesus loves you. And you need Him in time of trouble and evil. It's coming. I'm not confessing nothing on you, but there's provisions made. See, you are the blessed. You are the happy. It is who you are. The to be envied, the fortunate. That is who you are. Hell detests that. Their responsibility is to tear that down and destroy it, make you that worm and that dog and that on the floor everybody tramples on. That's not who you are. Get up. Get up. Da, 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 da. We're equals, all of us. Get up. Da, da, da. And we walk in that together in this unity thing. You're going to need it. You're going to need to know who you are and who He is. A couple of months ago, I was in Europe, traipsing around all over the place. Finland, Germany, France, Spain, Czech Republic, Slovakia. I was everywhere. Jesus came. Jesus came. Jesus came. Jesus came. Everywhere. I was preaching Jesus. And all of a sudden, this thing lights up. This thing right here. I look at it. It's her. It's not one you let go by. The miniskirt. You got to answer that. You answer that, buddy. It don't matter if I'm preaching. If that lights up and that DAH is on there, buddy, I'm answering. You're just going to have to wait. That's how it's going to be. I said, what do you want, lady? I'm busy. I'm important. I'm preaching the gospel. She says, you ain't right now. I said, yes, ma'am. Because there's a certain tone you ladies carry. There's a certain look, glance, piercing of the eyes that each one of y'all have. And it's this powerful thing y'all were born with on how to manipulate and dominate. And all of us men try to act like we in charge. She lets me feel like I'm important most of the time. Yeah, that's awesome. I said, what's the matter with you, lady? Because all of a sudden it changed from this, you know, sparring thing, right? Playing. That's all I ever do. Y'all saw me. I am incessantly playing with that woman. Public or not. Doesn't matter. It's just, I like it. Don't play with somebody. There you go. May as well be the one I'm supposed to. So, she's on the FaceTime deal. Thank God for Apple. And she says, the look on her face threw everything out. I said to her, I just want a name. I'll be there in the morning. And you got no one has the right to touch that lady. Ever. Clear?
Amen.
All right. You non-believers, Ain't going to change how it's going to go. You listen to me. That the way she was, her disposition, the way I, when I heard those words and I saw her, I knew this high level of evil had approached us and had won. She said, "It's Corbin, David." Now, Corbin, Corbin is my oldest grandson. Y'all don't have a term for it in y'all's English language, but I've learned a couple of ancient languages, Mayan and Aztec. And there's a term called Gerimchai. Gerimchai, you need that word in your language. The dearly beloved inheritor. The Gerimchai. You need that. Boy, when she said his name, you have no idea the influence that had on me. What I was at that moment capable of doing as a human. I don't want to be that way. But these people own me. Do you understand? And I do apologize to you that it may not have been progressive if I'd have been there and had it been a different scenario. I said, "What is it, Mom?" "Well, he's dead." I said, "No. This is my... You know how hard it is to raise one of them? Y'all know. And they don't. Just you do." The love, the fretting, the money, the... And this is my grandson, the firstborn grandson. Now he's dead. I said, "Where's he at, Mom?" She turned her phone around, and he was right beside her with his tongue hanging out, and he's dead. All right. Is this close enough to home for you? Is this vulnerable enough to you? For you who believe that people like myself don't endure such treachery. This is why I need to be the blessed of the Lord. You understand, right? I need to be that. I need to be this happy. You need to let me be that person. You need to tolerate my enthusiasm, my aggression. I need to be this person. There's a reason for it. It is necessary. You need to be that yourself for your family as well. You don't need to believe your circumstances and surroundings. You need to believe the Word of the living God over all else. Jesus is King. It don't matter what you see, what you hear, what happens, how it goes. None of those things are valuable. The value is that you are the blessed of the Lord. Because God knows that evil's coming. And He wants to deliver us. But we have to be in play. We have to be there. You can't get there in time for the circumstance. You have to be in play already. That's why it's valuable for you to walk the walk in unity and faith. I understand how hard it is. Can this get much harder than what I'm explaining to you? That's difficult to do. And I can't believe it. Where's Jody? Jody's my oldest boy. That's his son. She said, "He's not here." "Where's the mom?" "She's not here either." "Who is there?" "It was my daughter, Crystal, and my wife." I couldn't ask for a better team. Amen. Amen. You know that. Amen. Dude, if I had to go anywhere, those two would be my choice. Amen. Over everybody else that I know. How about that? And I said, let me see Crystal. She turned around. Crystal's bawling. Debbie's bawling. I said, suck it up. You look at you. Happy don't have time for that. I'm sorry to you that you feel like you do have the right. I don't. I want him back. And it don't come through that whiny. I'll just go ahead and say it, that mealy mouth Christianity. This comes through soldiers, boy. This comes through the blessed of the Lord, the happy of the Lord, the envied of the Lord, the fortunate. That is me. I can't give her her moment. I'm looking for another moment. I need him back. But you see, I'm in play and she trusts me, right? Men, your family needs to trust you. You man up and hush. Zip it. Whiny little thing. And I said, who killed him? I still want that name, see? Because I'll handle her, but I'll get on the next jet, Jack. And I mean it. I mean that when I say that to you. I don't bluff. I'll do my time. That's okay. You just don't, nobody had that right. You can't be that way. Maybe not. Too late. This ain't right. I don't care how it ain't right. He ain't innocent. I don't believe that. He's a human. He's 19. He's past that innocence mess. Who killed him, Ma? You tell me. She said, all right. Killer bees. I said, what'd you say? Because every day, y'all don't know this yet. They are in Texas, and they are coming to you, and they will be here eventually. Lion is a little bit further south. There may be a spotted one here or there. Listen to me. They will kill you.
Yeah, they will.
They're bad. My grandsons, these get him chais. They don't know that they're supposed to go through all this channel of authority. They know where my keys are and my stuff, and they go and they just get what they want. These get him chais have rights. Don't they? Say yes. The beloved inheritor. But you got rights. You are letting something take your rights. But this grandson of mine is the getting shy. Everything that I am, he is. And he's got rights to all of it. Big or small. He had went and got my tractor, went to work. That's what you do. That's what I teach my people, work. And so he's out there doing his job. He's driving this massive machine, and we have 4,000 orange trees that need cleaning. We have 100 head of cow that need tending to. We have several hundred chickens and turkeys and hogs and ponds full of fish, and we have to keep the stuff up. How else you going to feed these poor and weak if you ain't got nothing to give them? So you got to work so you can have something to feed the poor with. So that's what we're doing. He didn't know it. He's out there cleaning the field, the orange growth. We at the moment had 65 tons of oranges that go to the poor. He hit one of those trees and had a bulla.
hives.
Beehive. 10 or 20,000 of these hostile little creatures. When he hit that thing, they normally go for the noise. But it's they see heat signatures. So normally it's the muffler. But he was on the way, and he's a heat signature, so they started popping him. When they started popping him, he lit up. Normal young people do that kind of stuff. And when he lit up, wham, they hit his mouth. Shutting the noise down. By the time he got to his grandma, his aunt and his grandma, he had several thousand bee stings. In his mouth, his ears, his eyes, his head, and he collapsed. All right. Is that horrendous enough for you? Is that dramatic enough? Is that close enough? Of course it is. I know the answers to that. That's why I wanted to talk to you about it. Because this is the value of these verses. Say it. I am the blessed of the Lord. Say it. I am the happy of the Lord. I am the fortunate. Say it. I am the to be envied. That's who we are. All right. So what do you do? You and all your elders. What counsel can you give me on how to get my grandson back? Isn't that right? That's the right thing, right? What steps are there? Well, brother, pray. Praise the Lord. Yeah, how's that going for you? The answer is right. I am not cursing you. I won't. I'm here to bless. The answer is right. You do pray. But you have to be in play with no exaggerations, no dots and dashes in the way, no ups and downs, no valleys and mountaintops. Praise the Lord, brother. I'm on a mountaintop. Praise God. Oh, God, help me. I'm in a valley. The demon's on my back. Praise the Lord. Call the sister together. Are you serious? Draw your sword and stab the joker. You are the blessed of the Lord. We don't do ups and downs. We do stable and steady. We do faithful and diligent. We do Jesus is king. You want your emotional roller coaster? That's not the gospel. That is the flesh. That is a form of godliness denying the power of it. You live with it. I'm telling you. There is days I feel better. There is. There is days I feel worse. They're the same. Good, bad, and ugly, it's all the same. Here's how it happened. Because I did get him back. I did. So how? Right? First of all, we're in play. That's what's important, is the faithfulness and the diligence, the discipline, the loyalty to God. I got my miniskirt on, and he likes me. I am part of the bride that he adores, and he's coming for me. I said, put that phone over there by his head. And I'm looking at my, he's a big, this boy's big. He's a big boy. He's bigger than me. He's a big boy. I don't know, see how little big things could get him down so bad. They did. Here's how it goes. You want to hear it or not? You want to hear the exact prayer? You want to hear it?
Yes.
Corbin, this ain't okay. Talk to me, son. I love you, son. Jesus loves you, son. Now you come back to me. And you come back to me now. You talk to me. And I was soft. I know you wanted to be this chest beating. I command you in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord.
rolled on the floor.
I couldn't. I didn't feel like it. My strength, my physical strength wasn't happy. My emotions, where were they? I don't know. They was gone. You cannot follow them. You must follow the mercy of God. I didn't say I didn't have them. I said I didn't follow. And I said, boy, because I raised my kids to obey me and listen to me because I can save their life. It ain't all this aggressive stuff. It's just I'm right, and that's the end of it. And just, I don't know, he had already been like, how long was it? He was gone one time you got a hold of me. I don't remember any of those numbers. It was a while. By the time I had got involved and messing around, I was in it probably 10, 15 minutes myself. He's just there dead, y'all. It ain't awesome. You hear me? And my son, how am I going to face my son? How am I going to tell my oldest son that his boy is gone and I couldn't get him back? How am I going to say that? I don't know. I'm going to have to, though. I'm going to have to face it. And then all of a sudden, I don't know what to say to you. I don't have an answer for you. But just all of a sudden, that big old monster head moved. Papa. Yes, sir. I'm right here, son. I need you to take some breath. I need you to calm down. And then all of a sudden his eyes opened. He came back to us. He was hurt, but he was okay. We bathed him in alcohol. That's what you do. You get the body temperature down. You had him in a truck in an air conditioner trying to get that core temperature down. I don't know what all you're supposed to do, but I'm a good grandpa, so I'm really good at what I do as far as that goes. But... God gave him back to us. And when was that? November, right? Yeah. And then in December, I married him. And now he's down working every day and preaching the gospel. So I'm through now, but I want you to know this is why I have enthusiasm. And I got my skirt on, man. I got to please the bridegroom. I got to please him. I have to, right? Isn't that what we do? We muster now. And we fill in rank. And we man up, woman up. And we let that great Holy Ghost come through us because we're the blessed of the Lord. Hello? Will you please stand? Stand up with me. Thank y'all. That's quite emotional for me. That's quite emotional for me. Yeah, as well as you, you think you know it should be. Do what you want. Doesn't stop you from being a human. So, why did I get him back? I don't know. I don't know. I ain't going to discuss it with you either. I'm just going to praise. And I'm going to worship. And I'm going to walk the blessed of the Lord. You hear me? That's who you are. You're nothing less. Nothing less. Why does it work for you and not for me? It doesn't. It works for Jesus. It's not me. It's not you. It's Jesus. It's You're not lesser. You're not more. It's Jesus. You hear me? Now, probably I'm not going to pray for everybody like y'all might want. I don't even know how to get what song to tell y'all to sing after that. Whatever you want, baby. I'm blessed. You hear me? What's it like to get him, getting Jai back? Hell killed him. It was bees. It was evil. Those things are bad news. I've been hit by them 4 or 5 times myself. 200 or 300 stings, and it hurts. It really does. Very bad. My son Jody got hit the other day. Boy, oh boy, he got hit like 1,000 times. We had to talk him back from the grave. It's just, you live life, it's going to come after you. You're not going to be able to exempt yourself from life. And I'm not asking you for that. I'm asking you to stay in play. I'm asking you men to man up, you women to women up. And don't be babies all your life. Let's start walking this thing out and believing and trusting. Running hell off at every corner. Sickness out at every turn. Say it, I am the blessed. Dígame, por favor, vaya orando por las cosas, ¿eh? ¿Está bien? ¿Se puede? ¿Hay algo? ¿Está bien? Ah, bueno. What do you think it's like for my wife to have me on the phone? Men, you need to be that guy. I need you to be that man. Men, I'm a man. I know some of your problems have the same ones. Probably more. Maybe not. I don't know. But they're feeble excuses. You should be a worshiper. You should be a praiser. You should know how to pray until the angels come turn your music on for you like they did, like I told you last night. Come on. Come on, man. Women, you know who you are? I know who you are. You're a daughter of Zion. Women. You're a daughter of Zion. Come on. You still got this. Every provision has been given. Nothing has been left out. After we're the blessed, after we're the happy, after we're the fortunate to be envied people, and we tend to the poor and the weak, that's a joy. Yeah. For me to hold these people all over the world, the different colors, you ought to see the foods I eat. Golly, it's weird stuff. It's awful, some of it. Wonderful. But that's not. You're wrong about looking at that. That's not the deal. I'll tell you what the deal is. A FaceTime phone call dead raising. That's what the deal is. Hear me? That is the deal. My wife and my daughter are two of the most favorite, wildest, craziest, strongest people I know in God that won't move, period. It ain't gonna forget, lose it. And I'm seeing them broken. I understand that. So do you. I know you do. When my son found out, I had to go and get him because he was with me and he was in another hotel. And I had to go to him. The look on his face, you understand it, don't you? Went to the floor. I held him. I said, "We got him back, buddy." He grabbed me, right? He got me around the leg. You know what his answer was? "Thanks, Dad." He's a bull, this guy. I mean, he's a bull. I mean, he's a man, this guy. And he's, "Thanks, Dad." To me, who is he? He's still that little toddler, right? Yeah. Yeah. "You're welcome, son. Now let's go get another one." It matters. What you're doing matters. I know it doesn't seem like it a lot, but that's not right. It matters. It matters. It matters. So, you men, I'm not going to embarrass you. That's not my goal. I'm not here to curse you. That's not what I do. I can. That's easy. You women, you daughters of Zion, we need a new heart. We need to muster again. It's time. I didn't say nothing to you about the Pentagon. They called me the other night. Can you believe that? The Pentagon of the United States of America. Say, what? That's a story. It was this 4-star general person. Weird, huh? You know what they wanted from me? They didn't want to know how many bullets I got. They got more than any of us put together. Here's what they wanted. Brother David. This is a 4-star general sitting under the Joint Chief of the Army. Here's what she said to me. "Brother David, how do we save America?" Did you hear that? All right. It just so happens I'm on day 5 of a total fast. And the angels had just appeared. Wow. Amazing coincidence. I said, "I have your answer. As soon as this phone call's over, ma'am, I need you to lay down on that carpet in that Pentagon, and I need you to cry out to the God of heaven for the United States of America. Because your bullets ain't working. It's going to take your faith. And I'm going to tell you this, ma'am, God did not put you in that position because of money, because of power, or because of politics, or because of family. You're put in that position for such a time as this." She said, "I need your help." I said, "I'm on my way." Isn't that awesome? I get to go counsel the Pentagon. Wow. That's something worth jigging about over here. We got this. Come on, men. Come on, seek the Lord. There ain't nothing out there worth messing you over. There ain't no high, there ain't no woman, and no amount of money can make you awesome. It's Jesus. Put that miniskirt on and hush. Shuck up. I bet you didn't get a call from the Pentagon. Woo-hoo! And they called back. Scary. It is. book. I like y'all. I'm quite busy. I do want to come back, but I'm quite busy. You know that. I need you to let me come back. We got to ride some more anyway. And in Jesus' name. But I need you. Y'all are known for the glory of God. You know that. It ain't going to just happen. You have to seek the Lord. You have to penetrate the veil. You have to be the one. Here I am, God, send me. I'll take the poor and the weak. Give them to me. In Zambia, I'm so sorry it's taking so long. In Zambia, right on the Malawi border. I don't know how many thousands came. God, the AIDS, oh my God. Stench of death and leprosy and I don't know if it was 1,000 or 2,000, somewhere in there. Come up, got born again. And then all these people get saved. Got it. Healed. The Muslim chief calls me up in the morning. Come here. He said, "What'd you do to my folks?" I said, "I didn't do nothing. I just told them Jesus is king." He said, "Yeah, I heard that." I said, "Did you now?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "I have 75 villages. I want you in all of them." Bam. So, that's who we are, okay? The poor and the weak, and they're uncomfortable, they're smelly, they eat odd foods, and they don't feel good sometimes. You need to help. I commission you to help them. Let me tell you why. Because you are the blessed, and you know that. You do know that. You get that teaching. That is who you are. You are the happy. You are the fortunate. You are the to be envied. That is who you are. You know that. But you got to finish the verse, don't you? It's the one that goes out there amongst the poor and the weak. That's who God delivers in a time of trouble and weakness and evil.